important stuff.
Good morning, this is Megan and Maddie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane homeowners are about to be hit with a 3.97% rate hike this financial year. The Brisbane City Council has blamed inflation and federal government for lack of funding. The council handed down this rate hike today in its sensible 2026 budget, which was characterised by further cuts and austerity measures. Brisbane City Council is attributing the rise to fuel crisis and the war in the Middle East. The $3.9 billion budget is about $200 million smaller than last year's budget. Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner said Brisbane's budget was, quote, hit hard by the cost of natural disasters such as Cyclone Alfred and lack of funding from state federal governments. Quote from Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner said, we're not in ordinary times, and those ordinary times haven't existed since the pandemic.
For the past 11 years, the St. Vincent de Paul Society has brought communities together through the annual Vinny's CEO Sleepout event, challenging the participants to spend the night without shelter in solidarity with those experiencing homelessness. Already raising $549,000 from over 2,000 donors, with each dollar donated going to building local housing solutions, the campaign is pushing for $750,000. Gold Coast Bulletin General Manager Belinda Dawes is sleeping out for the fifth consecutive year with a donation of $16,511 in personal fundraising. Quote, we cannot call ourselves a great city if we leave our most vulnerable residents behind. Over the past 11 years, this event has generated $5.7 million for homelessness services.
In national news, awarding for the following story. Listeners are advised the story contains distressing content and includes stories of people who have died. In Warnham, 2,800 kilometres north of Perth, Gija, woman Roberta Daylight, describes one tree known as the Whipping Tree as a reminder of the region's painful and violent past. Miss Daylight said her great-grandmother was pregnant when she was whipped under the tree by local police, accused of stealing flour. She explained her great-grandmother was one of many Aboriginal people subjected to this type of punishment. She later gave birth, but died as a result of the injuries she suffered. Her story has lived on, passed down by her mother and grandmother, who used to gather the children around the tree to share about the past. A devastating flood in 2011 damaged the Whipping Tree, and it was cut down years later. The original was turned into sawdust and put on the graves of Miss Daylight's grandfather and his family. Two slices of the old tree were encased in resin and inscribed with the words from her grandfather. The Gija people have turned the Whipping Tree from a place of pain to one of healing with an official community commemoration last month. Miss Daylight, who waited many years to see the site officially memorialized, said teaching this history to future generations was, quote, healing the spirit and moving forward.
Australia has become fertile land for the construction of hundreds of data center campuses, with more than 160 facilities dotted around every state and territory already. Nearly 100 hubs are either planned or currently in development to keep in pace with the global artificial intelligence infrastructure boom. Plans are set mostly in Sydney and Melbourne. In accordance to data center tracker Renew Map, there are a total of 30 data centers in the pipeline in Victoria. One of the largest centers is a 350-hectare-sized project in Plumpton, located 30 kilometers northwest of Melbourne CBD. Amazon Web Services has acquired a 13.4-hectare site in Cobblebank with plans to build a $50 million data center. Data Centers Australia Chief Executive Belinda Dennett said Australia's golden opportunity is knocking now. Quote, a lot of countries are really competing hard to attract that investment, and we think in the 2 or 3 years, that decision will be made, Dennett said to Nine.
In international news, the European Parliament has urged Albania to halt construction on the protected Sazan Island after almost 2 weeks of protests have unfolded in local and international streets. Dubbed the Flamingo Revolution, protesters are challenging the government's 2025 grant of strategic investor status to Atlantic Incubation Partners, an LLC associated with Jared Kushner. In 2021, Kushner and his wife, Ivanka Trump, first encountered the public island on a holiday and are now pushing for the approval to construct a luxury resort on the beach across the island. In the last 2 weeks, up to 200,000 people protested, with demonstrators calling for the Albania's Prime Minister, Edi Rama, to resign. Albania's anti-corruption agency also launched an investigation looking into why the land's protected status has now changed. Albi Potosi, one of the protesters, said that he grew up visiting the beach, according to Potosi. It was a place where the Albanians, no matter their social background, could freely visit. He said if Kushner and Trump's resort is built there, it would be part of its country's coastline that would be closed off to Albanians.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy with no sign of rain. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.